to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever wondered why God told us to not do certain things, not eat certain foods, or act in certain ways? When I was a young boy, I learned something important about why God does what God does. I learned this lesson at a swimming pool. Here's my story. Near my grandparents' home was a community swimming pool with lots of sparkling waters and laughing kids. It had a shallow end and a deep end. I found that the shallow end was where most of the action was, with boys and girls playing games, tossing big inflatable balls around, and standing on their heads underwater with their feet sticking out in the air. However, there was something amazing waiting at the far edge of the deep end. It was a high dive. It towered up, up, up into the blue sky like a ladder to the clouds. My grandfather would drive me to the pool, drop me off for the afternoon, and before leaving would always say the very same thing. Have fun, Charlie, but don't jump off the high dive. One day I thought to myself, Grandpa is treating me like a little kid. It's time for me to experience new adventures reserved only for boys who are almost men. So, I climbed out of the water at the shallow end and made my way along the side of the pool until I stood at the base of the towering high dive. Then slowly, steadily, I climbed the stairs up, up, up. I just knew I was the bravest, most daring person on earth. I was about to show my grandfather and anyone else who happened to be watching that I was grown up and in charge of my life. With a nervous smile on my face, I walked to the edge of the dive platform, raised my arms, and stepped out into space. Down, down, down I fell, feeling the wind whistling and rushing by. Then, just before I slammed into the water, some boy decided that he needed to be swimming right where I was going to land. Crash! Splash! I hit the water and the boy at the same time. I apologized to the angry swimmer as best I could, with gallons of water sloshing in my mouth, and hurried to the edge of the pool. I stumbled back to the shallow end and dove into the welcoming waves to hide my embarrassment. When Grandpa returned, I took my place beside him on the front seat of his car. "Did you have a good time?" he asked. "Grandpa," I gasped, "how did you know what would happen?" He looked at me for a long moment. "Charlie," he said, "did you jump off the high dive?" "Of course I did," I blurted. "That's why you made the rule. You knew I was going to land on someone, didn't you?" Grandpa shook his head as a look of love and understanding shone from his eyes. "Charlie," he said softly, "I didn't know you were going to jump off the high dive and land on someone. I made the rule because I thought you might." God makes health rules. Not because he wants to spoil our fun. He tells us what to eat and how to live because he knows we might hurt ourselves and possibly others with some bad habits and choices. We should always listen and obey the good advice and loving guidance he offers. Remember this amazing text from the Bible. The Lord says, "I will make you wise. I will show you where to go. I will guide you and watch over you." Psalm 32:8.
Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!